You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Friday, January 21st edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into this weekend's slate of games. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. All right, Anita Marks, Mike Clay with you again for the divisional rounds of playoffs. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. We had a nice week last week. Colm did well. Our first ever player prop playbook that we had on the site. So we crushed it. I had some bad beats on the defensive side, but we crushed it on offense. So looking forward to doing it again for the four games this weekend.
Yeah, we went 17 and 14 last week. So we keep on, we're hovering around that 58-59% accuracy here on our prop bet podcast. That launches each and every Friday. So let's keep it going. And we'll break down every game. Obviously, the first game this week, the Bengals at the Titans. What are the prop bets you have here that you're looking at, Mike?
Yeah, so I actually have a ton from this game for whatever reason. The last two, well, I guess it's because they're the first game, right? There hasn't been many injury questions, but there's been a ton of Bengals props available early. So there's a laundry list of them that'll be available in that playbook column. But the one that stands out the most is perhaps my favorite bet of the weekend, which is the Joe Mixon unders, under 16 and a half carries at even money. This has fallen down from 17 and a half. And also right now it's 59 and a half rushing yards. Now, again, that's kind of floating around 59 to 63. We'll see if it falls any further, but I like the unders as it stands right now. Look, his season averages this year are both above those marks, but there's three reasons to like the unders. One of them is his recent struggles. He has not been good as of late. He's been under 60 rushing yards in five of his last six games, and he's been under 3.9 yards per carry in all six of those games. So the efficiency has been not been there despite some pretty nice volume. Also, the volume, while it's been decent in the carry column over the past few weeks, it is trending down. And the reason is the Bengals are the pass heaviest offense in the NFL over the last 4 weeks, adjusted for game script, right? They are using Joe Burrow more, and you're seeing the production, you're seeing the efficiency, you're seeing the scoring. That's not going to change going forward, especially in competitive games. And Anita, the third reason is the Titans outstanding against running backs, maybe the best in the league. They've faced the second fewest running back carries this season. They've allowed the second fewest rushing yards to that position. Only four running backs have even reached 55 yards on the ground against, and none have since week eight. And two of the four backs that did are Jonathan Taylor, maybe the best running back in the NFL. Only two running backs have reached 17 carries against him this season. None have gone over 18. So a ton of reasons to like the mix and unders in this one.
I love it. And that plays exactly into all the prop bets that I'm playing. And that is Mixon not utilized so much in the rushing attack, but in the passing attack, he's got four, if not more, receptions in his last three games. So I do see them utilizing him in the passing game. So I like over 3.5 receptions this week. Also, as you pointed out, it's difficult to run against the Titans. Therefore, I think the Bengals are going to continue to be aggressive in the passing game. Therefore, I like Joe Burrow over 35.5 passing attempts. I also like Joe Burrow over 8.5 rushing yards. And last but not least, Boyd over 45.5 receiving yards. And you know this better than most, Mike, because you got one of the best columns each and every week when it comes to wide receiver cornerback matchups. And the Tennessee Titans, one of the worst in regard to defending slot wide receivers. In fact, their last game, they allowed Danny Amendola 7 receptions for 113 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. So they've allowed slot receivers to score touchdowns 15 times this season. So Boyd over 45.5 receiving yards. The Derrick Henry Rushing totals have not hit yet. I'm waiting to see what happens there. I'm sitting back. But just a note, you know, this is a Cincinnati Bengals defense. In the last five games, running backs are averaging 5.5 yards per carry. They have not been good against the rush. So I'm waiting to see, I'm curious. I'm waiting to see what those rushing totals are going to be. But again, those are the prop bets that I just shared with you that I've already laid some coin on. Second game on Saturday night, 49ers at the Packers. Weather conditions are supposed to be worse than what we saw in Buffalo this past week. So I'm curious, what are the prop bets you like in this matchup, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to talk Deebo Samuel here, over 54 and a half receiving yards. Now, I like the over rushing yard prop last week. We obviously hit on that. He crushed that one. I think you could go a bunch of different directions with Deebo this week. You can go over rushing yards. I like that one. You can go over receiving yards. You can go over scrimmage yards. But the reason I'll kind of lay out the case for leaning toward the receiving yardage prop. And look, he's been over this line in 12 of 17 games. It's a 71% hit rate. Pretty good. That includes four of his last five games. But again, the reason I'm going with this one over the others is because of potential game script, right? The 49ers are 8-1 since Deebo saw a big boost in rushing attempts, right? But they're 6-point underdogs in Green Bay. You know, most people expect the Packers to win and lead throughout this game. So the 49ers are going to have to throw the ball more often. And check this out. Deebo has at least 52 receiving yards in all six of the 49ers losses he's been active for this season. And he's gotten to 55 in all but one of those games. That includes week 16. When they lost to Tennessee, he had like a 150 in that one. So again, you know, he's been able to kind of focus in on the running game because they've been ahead so often over the last 2 months. That may not be the case in this one, but again, when they throw, he tends to hit this mark. And the Packers, by the way, really talented and deep secondary, especially at the cornerback position, but they have allowed 55 plus yards to 18 wide receivers this season. That of course is about one per game. If someone's going to do it for the 49ers, it's probably going to be Deebo Samuel. So loving the Samuel overs.
I love it as well. My favorite play is Deebo Samuel over carries. That line has not hit yet, but he had 10 carries for 72 yards. And of course we saw him score a touchdown. I also like him anytime touchdown as well. You get that at minus 105. He's got 9 touchdowns in his last 8 games. So you know what a crucial part. I feel as well, because of the weather conditions, he's going to be a big part of that as well. The Green Bay Packers, 30th defense against running backs in regard to yards per carry. So he should have a monster day in the rushing attack. Some other prop bets that I'm looking at, Ayuk over 51 and a half receiving yards. His last three games, he's getting 23% of the targets. The Green Bay Packers play a lot of zone defense, and Ayuk averages 16 yards per catch against zone defenses. So I'm going over 51 and a half receiving yards. Aaron Jones, I'm going under 52 and a half rushing yards. You've got a Tennessee, you've got a 49ers team that the third best team against opposing running backs. They're only allowing 3.5 yards per carry. And as we know, Jones not 100%. So he's sharing that load in the backfield with AJ Dillon. So again, under 52 and a half rushing yards. Alan Lazard, anytime touchdown, you get that at plus 175. Mike, he's got 9, count them, 9 end zone targets, not just red zone targets, end zone targets in his last 7 games. The highest on the team, even more so than Devontae Adams. So Lazard, anytime touchdown at plus 175, I think those are really, really good odds. And last but not least, MVS, I'm waiting for this number to drop. It hasn't yet, but I'm keeping an eye on longest reception. The 49ers are allowing 50% completion percentage in passes thrown 50 yards or more. And as we know, that's MVS's wheelhouse. So I'm going to see if that lands anywhere between, you know, 20, 25 yards, I'm going to play the over there, considering the 49ers are very susceptible to that. So those are just a few of the prop bets. I know the plethora of prop bets that I'm playing, but more importantly, I'm with you. I think if the 49ers are going to beat the Green Bay Packers, it's going to be because Deebo Samuels has a monster day. All right. Sunday afternoon, the Rams at the Bucks. What you got here, Mike Clay?
Yeah, my favorite one is actually defense, but it's on the defensive side. But you will know this name, some fellow by the name of Aaron Donald. I'm going over 3.5 combined tackles here. That's solos plus assists. Look, he has at least 4 total tackles in 13 of 18 games this season. That's a 72% hit rate. But 4 of the 5 games that he did not get this were during weeks 1-7. So, you know, he started slow and then had 10 consecutive games to finish the regular season with at least 4 combined tackles. Now, he did only have 1 last week against the Eagles, but they were throwing the ball a ton, playing from behind. It was a blowout, and he rested. He only played right around 70% of the snaps in that game. Generally, he plays 89%. So, you know, he'll be on the field for pretty much every play. You would expect this to be a more competitive game. They're going to need him to dominate. He's not going to be resting against this Tampa Bay team. So, again, I'm at over on this one. He's been kind of money in the bank when he's been a full go this season. So that's my my best play from this game. I have a few others you can check out in the column, but that one really stands out.
I love it, considering as well you've got Tom Brady, who's going to be playing behind a subpar offensive line, because a lot of his guys are going to be injured if they do suit up. So I love that prop bet. Here's a few that I like. I like Tom Brady over 38.5 passing attempts. He had 55 in the first game back in week 3. I think the Bucs are going to be playing from behind, and I think Tom is going to have to sling that rock a lot. And the fact that he slung it 55 times the first time these two teams met, I think over 30.5 is a pretty solid number. I'm waiting to see what the numbers come out for Cam Akers. Obviously, he surprised a lot of us last week in regard to being the premier back in that backfield over Sony Michel. That number hasn't hit yet. Cooper Kupp, 98.5 receiving yards. I'm going over there. That number obviously has dipped down in regard to the last few weeks. The Bucs 28th against slot receivers. And last but not least, I talk about this each and every week with us, and that's Odell Beckham Jr. Anytime touchdown, you get at plus 160. Why? You got to keep Odell happy. How do you keep him happy? Scoring touchdowns. Sean McVay knows that. We know that. Why is it that the odds makers don't know that yet, Mike Clay? So I'm going Odell Beckham Jr. anytime touchdown at plus 160. Last but not least, we got the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. What are your prop bets here, Mike?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with another big name here, Patrick Mahomes. I like him under 2.5 passing touchdowns. We're getting the juice was closer to minus 150, minus 155 in this. It's down to minus 135 as the time we're recording this. So I'm liking it more and more. Look, the Bills have not allowed more than 2 passing touchdowns in any games this season. They played 18 games. No one has more than 2 touchdowns against them. And we're getting minus 135 on Mahomes to go under. Yeah, I'll take that for sure. The Bills have actually only allowed more than 1 passing touchdown 4 times this season. One of those was Patrick Mahomes. He got to 2 when these teams played in week 5, but he needed 54 attempts just to get to 2 passing touchdowns in that game. And look, it's not like Mahomes is constantly putting 3 touchdowns on the board. He's been under 3 in 8 of his 18 games. So that's about half the time. Then you factor in the Bills, standout defense. Yeah, I don't think so. So, I'm going to take this. You know, if it was minus 200 or something, I'd stay away. But minus 135, anywhere in that range is certainly palatable. So I'm on that one for sure.
We saw what Devin Singletary was able to do last week against the Patriots. And granted, you know, they didn't bring their A game. But nonetheless, the over-under in rushing yards for him is 59.5. I love the over there. Kansas City, their defense allowing 4.7 yards per carry. Backfields are averaging 145 yards per game against them. And I think Singletary really proved his worth the last week and the last few weeks in regard to the Bills trying to search for a rushing attack. So I'm going over 59.5 rushing yards for Singletary. I'm waiting to see what lands for McKinnon. I got absolutely screwed last week. I know I text you during the game, like, what happened with Williams? Why didn't we know what was going on? Like, that was my best bet on Daily Wager was Williams over 14.5 carries. Obviously, there's something going on. His foot, his toe, not 100%. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire is inactive, I'm waiting to see what drops for McKinnon. Obviously, utilize big time in the passing attack. Keep that in mind. I also like Pringle. He's averaging 7 targets his last 4 games. Lines haven't dropped for him yet. I'm looking at over receptions and over receiving yards for him. Keep an eye on that. But the last prop bet that is there, and that's Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown at minus 110. In his last 3 games against the Buffalo Bills, he has scored a touchdown, if not 2, in 2 of the 3. So I love Kelce. It's a great matchup for him. Anytime touchdown against the Bills, again, at minus 110. Those are the prop bets that I'm looking at. Mike, before we end the podcast, again, if you could kind of let the folks know, I know you've got a plethora more prop bets out there for folks to feast on. Why don't you let them know where can they find that?
Yeah, ESPN Plus. We have the playbook, which I utilize for fantasy football and DFS during the regular season, but it's player prop edition for the playoffs. And we had a lot of fun with it last week. I have projections for all the offensive players in there. So even if you don't like our props, you know, you could just look at the lines and maybe they give you some basis for making your own. I'll have probably upward of maybe, you know, 15, 20 props in there, the projections. And this week I added some introduction here. So, you know, earlier you were talking about the 49ers running a lot of zone. Well, I went through that on offense and defense for every team playing, you know, their scheme, what they like to do, how that might apply this week, where they show well. Are they a fast moving team, a slow moving team? What does the weather look like? All that fun stuff. So that's all going to be baked into this, this article. And I believe it'll be up on Friday.
Fantastic. Great stuff as always. That's it for today. Again, 10 minutes of the best bets you need to know as promised heading into this weekend's slate of games. And hopefully, let's be honest, Mike, hopefully it'll be a lot better than this previous week. I don't know about you, but I turned my TV off at halftime in three of the games this week. Hopefully we will be tuned in till the end, winning these prop bets. So please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And of course, we'll talk to you guys next week.